بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
قد سمع الله قول التي تجادلك في زوجها وتشتكي إلى الله والله يسمع تحاوركما إن الله سميع بصير.
Allah has surely heard the words of her who contends with you concerning her husband and complains to Allah. Allah hears what both of you say. Verily, Allah is all-hearing, all-seeing, concerning her husband and complains to Allah.
These verses were revealed in connection with the problems faced by a lady, Khola bint Ta'laba, whose husband had repudiated the marital tie with her by resorting to zihar. Khola inquired of the Prophet, peace be upon him, what the legal position was in that regard. The reason for the inquiry was that no clear injunction on the issue had until then been sent down by God. The Prophet, peace be upon him, declared that conjugal relations had become unlawful for the husband on account of zihar. On hearing this, Khola wailed and cried and said that that would bring utter ruin upon her and her children. At the very same moment that she was entreating the Prophet, peace be upon him, to suggest some way out of the impasse, God revealed these verses which embody the injunction relevant to the question.
الَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ نِسَائِهِمْ مَا هُنَّ أُمَّهَاتِهِمْ إن أمهاتهم إلا اللائي ولدنهم وإنهم ليقولون منكرا من القول وزورا وإن الله لعفو غفور.
Those among you who divorce their wives by declaring them to be their mothers, such are not their mothers. None are their mothers except those who gave birth to them. Indeed, what they say is highly contemptible and false. Verily, Allah is most pardoning, most forgiving. Those among you who divorce their wives by declaring them to be their mothers.
It was common in Arabia that when a quarrel took place between the spouses, the husband would say to his wife in a fit of rage, "You are to me like my mother's back." This expression meant that sexual intercourse with her would amount to having sexual intercourse with his own mother. Such words are still uttered by ignorant and foolish people who, in the heat of a family quarrel, declare their wife to be like their mother or sister. This means that she ceases to be his wife and becomes like one of those women with whom marriage is unlawful. Such a pronouncement is called zihar. In pre-Islamic times, the Arabs considered this to be a form of divorce. In fact, it was considered an even more emphatic statement than the simple pronouncement of a divorce.
Verily, Allah is most pardoning, most forgiving.
Such a statement is highly reprehensible and calls for severe punishment of the person who pronounces it. Out of sheer benevolence, however, God abrogated this pre-Islamic law and thus saved people from the devastating consequences of zihar. Moreover, God laid down a punishment for those guilty of zihar. If we bear in mind the enormity of the guilt, the punishment that is laid down should indeed be considered light.
وَالَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ مِن نِّسَائِهِمْ ثُمَّ يَعُودُونَ لِمَا قَالُوا فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن يَتَمَاسَّا ذَلِكُمْ تُوعَظُونَ بِهِ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ.
Those who declare their wives to be their mothers and thereafter go back on what they have said shall free a slave before they may touch each other. That is what you are exhorted to do. Allah is fully aware of all your deeds. Those who declare their wives to be their mothers and thereafter go back on what they have said.
This can mean either of the following two. One, if they wish to rescind their previous statement in order to offset its harmful effects, or two, if they wish to restore the lawfulness of their marital tie with their spouse, which had become unlawful because of their declaring their wife was to them like their mother.
Allah is fully aware of all your deeds.
It is possible that somebody might resort to zihad with his wife without publicly announcing it. He might also resume his conjugal relations with his wife later on without atoning for the sin he had committed by having resorted to zihad. It is stressed here that no matter how hard the person concerned might try to keep all this hidden from the rest of the world, God will doubtlessly know it, and it will be impossible for him to escape God's chastisement.
فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَتَمَاسَّا فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَإِطْعَامُ 60 مِسْكِينًا ذَلِكَ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ
And he who does not find a slave to free shall fast for 2 months consecutively before they may touch each other. And he who is unable to do so shall feed 60 needy people. All this is in order that you may truly believe in Allah and His Messenger. These are the bounds set by Allah, and a grievous chastisement awaits the unbelievers. Shall fast for 2 months consecutively before they may touch each other.
That is, it is imperative that such a person should fast consecutively for 2 months before resuming conjugal relations with his wife. It is mandatory that during these 2 months there should be no interruption in fasting.
And he who is unable to do so shall feed 60 needy people.
The person concerned is required to feed 60 needy people to their fill twice a day. He, however, has the option to provide them cooked food or uncooked food. Moreover, he may feed 60 people all in one day or feed one person daily for 60 days.
All this is in order that you may truly believe in Allah and His Messenger.
Here, believing signifies believing truthfully and sincerely, rather than merely making a formal declaration of faith.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحَادُّونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ كُبِتُوا كَمَا كُبِتَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ
Verily, those who oppose Allah and His Messenger shall be brought low, even as those before them were brought low. Surely, we have sent down clear signs, and a humiliating chastisement awaits the unbelievers.
يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٌ
A chastisement that shall come upon them on the day when Allah will raise them all to a new life and will inform them of their deeds. Allah has recorded it all, while they have forgotten it. Allah is a witness over everything.